William Shakespeare said in his play, Measure for Measure, Act 1, Scene 4, Our doubts are traitors, and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt. To date, the serpent is still practicing identity theft, influencing us to doubt God. And the sad part is, we often play along and blindly go with him like sheep to the slaughter. I mean, when pressed, we know better. So why do we go along with stuff we know is a lie? Is it laziness and complacency? Or maybe we've gained an appetite for indifference as long as it doesn't directly affect us? Other than blaming Adam and Eve and our general propensity for the unsavory, where do we get our appetite for lying? Not just what or how, but why are we okay with it? Oh, I know we say we're not okay with it, yet we allow the practice to persist when it's to our advantage. Among other definitions, a lie is the truth with chunks torn out of it by doubt, slander or shadow casting, and suspicion, with suspicion as acting out judgment without having all the facts. Thankfully, not everyone seems to have a twisted appreciation for lying, but we can say many have developed an appetite for it by our buying into a false narrative, which is intended to be false, and although we're not okay with it, we take no action against it, thereby passively agreeing by our letting it stand without rebuttal. Why? Have we been fed on lies and doubt so much we've gained an appetite for disappointment and wormwood which comes with deceit? Friends, don't let your eyes get used to the dark. Have we gained an appetite for rotten fruit because that's what we've been fed so often? We've taught ourselves to believe it's not so bad. I call that learned ignorance. How do we overcome poor identity and doubt? It's easy to say, just go read all the scriptures about who God says you are. Well, that is true. Knowing who God says we are is indeed important. But just because we read about it doesn't mean we've entered into being it. Wrong identity starts with wrong definitions, wrong perceptions, and wrong counsel. For example, if you are a child of God, I believe honesty is an attribute. If you are not honest, start walking in being honest, and the more you walk in it, the more your actions influence your character, just like our character influences our actions. Ask the Lord to show you how to be who He says you are. Doubt is overcome in a similar fashion, with the help of God, of course. We resist doubts by practicing trust in God. Moving along, Luke 4:5-8. Then the devil, taking him up on a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, All this authority I will give to you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours. And Jesus answered and said to him, Get behind me, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. The identity of Jesus is still being hammered at And the enemy of the Lord was hoping Jesus had an untamed appetite for self-promotion and self-advancement. What Jesus was being offered was worldly power. But he knew worldly power can turn us away from God. Worldly power is temporary. Friends, worldly power is still subject to the sovereignty of God, whether we like it or believe it, and was offered to Christ in hopes he would violate kingdom values. We seem to be so easily impressed by worldly power, or the three P's, power, position, and prestige. Our unfettered appetites for the three P's take us far from the Lord and into an ever-increasing gloom of unhealthy competition, manipulative criminal thinking, and arrogance. The Lord says, repeatedly in Scripture, He has a better way.